Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Feast of All Souls. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We're celebrating All Souls Day today, so all of us will be remembering those who've passed away, and especially those in our own families and our circles of friends who have passed. Someone that I remember in a special way at this time of year is my sister's husband, Danny. My sister had been married a few short years and had a four-month-old baby when he was diagnosed with cancer and then passed shortly after from a complication with the chemo. I was 23 and had just moved to Romania as a Catholic missionary. My mom called the house in Romania in the middle of the night to tell me that Danny had passed away, and I was devastated. I grieved for Danny, but I also grieved for my sister and their newborn baby girl. I'd only been in Romania for 4 weeks at that point, so the culture shock, the distance from family and friends, the headache of trying to learn a new language were taking a toll on me. So adding grief to that mix was just a lot. Thankfully, we had a chapel right in our house, and one day I went to the chapel and just gave up. I let myself cry and cry, and I told God that I had no idea what I was doing there, and that I was just so exhausted and heartbroken, and maybe a little angry that God hadn't saved my brother-in-law. I told God that if he wanted me there, then he'd have to carry me because I couldn't keep going. When I left our little chapel, I had to go to the post office to pick up a package that my parents had sent me. Well, the workers at the post office didn't speak English, and there was some sort of problem that needed to be taken care of with customs, all sorts of complicated legal matters that we were trying to handle solely with my extremely limited of Romanian. Anyway, at some point, they told me to wait while they tried to figure things out in the back. So I went and stood in the corner, having a full-blown panic attack at this point, just because I was completely emotionally overwhelmed. A man and a woman entered the post office. They got in line, but when they saw me, they asked me if I was doing okay. Turns out the woman was American and they spoke fluent English. So I just started crying, and basically everything that I poured out to God, I poured out to them. They were the first people I had encountered in Romania that spoke fluent English, and therefore the first people that I could clearly communicate my feelings and burdens to, so they heard all of it. Coincidentally, they were missionaries too, and they were so genuinely concerned for me and cared for me. Right from the beginning of our conversation, I felt a deep peace, and I just knew that God sent them to me. As we talked, I could almost hear God saying, "I see you. I love you. I will carry you. I've got this." I'll never forget that day. God let me feel his presence in such a profound way, and it happened through the simplest of encounters. In today's reading, St. Paul wants us to understand God's deep love for us. He says, God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And there's nothing greater than that that God can do to show his love for us. Jesus said, there's no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. But I think God loves showing us how much he loves us. I think he's always proving his love for us. But are we listening and watching for him? Are we expecting to see him in the people that we meet? I know God saw me in the midst of my grief that day, and I know he sees you too. I think it's interesting that St. Paul writes, hope does not disappoint. He doesn't say hope will not disappoint, like our only hope is that one day we'll be in heaven with our loved ones again. No, he says, hope does not disappoint. For me, it's a reminder that the God we hope in doesn't just show up at the end. He shows up now, in the midst of our grief and our struggles. So whatever stage of grief you might be in today, as you remember your loved ones that have passed, I pray that you may boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. His sacrifice allows us to hope, and that hope does not disappoint.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.